You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, January 29, 2016. It is week 140 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
You know what I realized?
What did you realize?
I think, if my calculations are correct, I think we're a week late. Are we?
On what?
A week late on 143. Episode 143 will be, week 143 will be the week after Valentine's Day. Right?
Maybe.
This is 140.
Wouldn't it be 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, 140.
Oh, the week after.
141.
The week before would be 2 weeks. Valentine's Day is on like
the
a Sunday.
14th, so yeah. So week 143 is going to be on
the Monday.
It's on the 22nd.
The day after.
The week of the 22nd. No, week one. That's 142.
Oh, okay.
Damn, so close. If I didn't take, if I wasn't too hung up. 143 is like the pager number for
That's, I was like, where is this coming from? It's like, 143.
143, I love
you. No one remembers that song.
No, but it's like the old pager code too.
Yeah, yeah, but that's even older. No one remembers.
I think some people.
Why did that song come out? And it's like,
that's why no one understands when I text them 143 and no one loves me.
No.
Because I'm just like, 143.
It's like, we never had pagers. We weren't in that era of pagers.
Because it was one.
I feel like that era didn't last very long either.
143.
It's like a 5 year window.
7 3 4. 143 7 3 4. 1 I love you forever and ever. Or no, forever and always. 143 7 3 6.
I don't know.
What's the number?
I don't know these secret.
That's why you get codes. All these numbers. You get like people text you all these numbers and you're like, what's going on?
They text me like 7 numbers. I'm gonna be like, is this a phone number? Am I supposed to call this?
That's it'd show up on a beeper.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, my Netflix recommendation.
We should go back to beepers.
We should. Is Meet the Patels.
Ah.
I already talked about it. Look at my life in the documentary.
Back to.
Not really. My parents aren't like this crazy.
Wednesday.
I don't think so. Yet. We'll find out when I'm 30 and not married.
Yeah. We haven't got there yet. You don't know.
Yeah.
My recommendation is meeting some other people, meeting the Fockers.
So this is a documentary about the family called the Fockers, right?
Yes, yes. Ben Stiller and his family. You meet them. And you already met Robert De Niro last week with meeting the parents. So now you meet the Fockers, and it's a very interesting, crazy documentary about his life.
What's the third one called? Little Fockers?
Little Fockers, yeah.
Okay.
The weakest of the three, I believe, in my opinion.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Yeah, Jessica Alba's in it. And
isn't she like the teacher of the kids or something?
No, she like works with Ben Stiller.
Oh.
Or something.
That's weird.
And on Netflix today, Ever After High, Dragon Games. Hope that's not depressing. It's got dragon in the title. Now I'm going to associate dragon with depressing.
With cancer.
Yeah. And on the 31st, which is a Sunday, Words and Pictures is on Netflix.
Nice.
So, freestyle.
How'd your week play out?
It was all right. I mean, I was kind of sick early in the week. Kind of now, too, sort of. But I'm getting over it, pretty much.
You must have had what my dad had. My dad was, like, coughing like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all a throat thing, pretty much.
And I was like, it sounds like gross. Like, it sounds like he's coughing up mucus and shit.
Yeah.
But so it just didn't go away.
It wasn't fun.
Did you go to a doctor?
No. I was just a bunch of medicine.
I'm strong enough.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. It'll go away. I'm usually not sick that long. So hopefully it'll be gone by middle of this week. But it's pretty much dissipated, mostly. But I still feel it.
Nice.
But, I didn't really do anything. I was just trying to rest pretty much the whole week. Watch a lot of TV. All the DC stuff came back.
Yeah.
About you, what are you up to?
Sunday, I got happy hour with Mr. Bowtie himself.
Ooh, the infamous Mr. Bowtie.
The infamous Mr. Bowtie. We went to Irvine to get tea, and then he's like, then we passed by the ramen place, and they're like, happy hour, half price beer and sake. Mm. And he's like, you want to just get a beer here instead? And I'm like, sure. We get in there, we sit down. And she's like, okay, like anything to drink? And I'm like, yeah, we'll get two beers. And she's like, we don't have any alcohol.
What?
She's like, okay, well, what about food? And I was like, no, like we came in here for alcohol. So we just got up and left. It was like really strange. So then we went to Eureka and we got truffle fries and beers. And that was delicious.
Sweet.
And then it was a very strange experience. I don't know how much I should say, though. We're driving home and we had to pick up his parents from somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was very eye-opening. This is like the day before Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot on that drive home, I think.
Huh.
I learned that things don't always change in time. No, I was not driving.
Oh, okay.
Things don't always change in time. That's what his father told me. Sometimes it's always just, it just stays the same.
That's why we gotta work hard to change things, man.
Yeah. I don't think this one's gonna change very much, though. He's talking about life. Some life thing. Aspects of life don't change.
That's true. Interesting. Life is life.
He's like, you think it would change? Mm-hmm. But it won't. I was like, that's interesting. That was my Sunday. Mm-hmm. Then Monday, I played that Dragon Cancer. I went to work to play that Dragon Cancer.
You played it at work?
No, I played at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just crying at work.
I was like, how do you do that? And people are like, what's going on? And you're like, that's okay.
Just play a game. I mean, working.
I mean, yeah, oops.
Numbers are sad. I did that. Tuesday, went to work. Didn't go to Disneyland or see Alex so much this week.
Ooh.
Which is crazy.
Wow.
It changed.
Just cut it in half the amount of times you saw him.
No, I cut it to like 1/5. Because I normally see him like 5 times a week.
That's true.
So I saw him once this week. For no reason, though. Tuesday, got BCD with Mr. Bowtie. That was awesome. And very revelatory as well.
Seems to be every time you hang out.
Every time I hang out with Mr. Bowtie, it's a revelation, I think.
It's always something.
Yeah. I don't remember. I didn't really do much. Wednesday, I think I just came home and like slept or something. It was weird. Like this week, I really didn't do anything. Friday, went to Disneyland, which was fun with a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people. It was with 4 additional people. So that was really nice. It's fun.
Cool.
Oh, I'm working on an app.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that one of these days. Monday, I think I did that. I worked on the design. Yeah, I played. Yeah, I played that Dragon Cancer, and then I worked on the user interface of this app that I will talk about later when it's out, because I don't want to. Yeah. It changes so
don't
much.
Don't announce when
it's.
It you was, don't even know actually.
It either. Was first conceived. Saturday, like. The Sunday when I went to get tea, the day before it was conceived.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's been changing so much in like a week that I don't want to say anything just in case.
It could change again.
It could change drastically, and they're like, "Hey, where'd this?" App this that cool makes idea. Bubbles come out of your phone go. And I'm like, well, now it's an app that makes butterflies come out of your phone.
Whoa.
And they're like, no, we wanted a bubble app. And I'm like, sorry.
Change it back.
I'm like, sorry. We looked at the market research and people want butterflies instead of bubbles. I did that. I don't know what else I did. I start school tomorrow, which is the 25th. Whoa. My last semester of school.
Your break is so long.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's still going on.
Yeah. So, luckily it's only 3 days a week. So, it's not too bad. And it's like...
A lot better schedule.
A lot better schedule. Well, it sucks. One day, I have a 3-hour break on Tuesdays. From 4 to 7, I have a 3-hour break at Fullerton. I can't even drive back.
Yeah, you gotta do something up
there. I just have to figure out what to do. So, I'm probably gonna just eat food, I guess. Get dinner. Because I don't know what else to do. And then I have like a lab where I have to, for astronomy class, taking all my GEs, which is exciting for me because I'm just like,
that's cool. Just kidding.
It's a stupid
you get
class.
To end with those.
Yeah.
Some of
like
those
I'm
classes.
Ending with visual communications, comparative religion, and astronomy. Oh, so.
Yeah, that's smooth.
I think I'm
a lot smoother. Yeah. You went all hectic on the first
last semester. I went super hectic. So I think I can handle this. I didn't really do much. Did some web design, watched some Godfather.
Nice.
That's about it. I really had a non-exciting life. Thought about pandemic a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Got text a lot about pandemic from Brian.
We got plague in
there. Yeah, so my parents are going out of town soon. So I think we might just do a streak of like weekends of pandemic.
I'm like down for
I'm like jonesing.
I've been like thinking about saying, oh, let's do it like last week and let's do it again already.
Well, we're going, are you going snowboarding this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
That's going to be fun.
Are you driving straight from Ventura?
I was going to talk to you about that. Well, what are you doing? Are you driving yourself?
I don't think I can. My car, like, heater does not work.
You have a car already? Or are you going with
someone? No, I don't have, that's what I need to figure out.
Okay. I got to figure that out, too. Because I was thinking about taking Friday off, coming down here Thursday night. Because people are going up Friday, right?
Yeah.
So it's either thing, well, depending on what time people are leaving, either do a half day on Friday or just take all of Friday off.
Yeah.
Because I don't, because I took my car to the mountains last time I went. And like, well, everyone's car got stuck except mine, but I don't want to drive my car in the mountains.
Yeah, I'm hoping Usher.
Yeah.
If he takes that van, we can probably fit a lot of people in there.
But the thing, I don't think he's staying, though. I
think he's not.
He's only going Saturday for the day and coming back, I think. That's the problem. I think they started a list on...
I saw that.
...who's going, but I didn't really know any of those people.
Me neither.
So that's where my problem... That's what I was going to ask you. But I may be able to... I would still come down here anyway. Like, I may be able to drive. I could take a truck, either my brother's or my dad's truck. So worst case, we can probably do that. Because...
Because
my brother's got a snowboard down here, and I was just going to borrow it.
I don't even know if I'm going to snowboard.
Oh, yeah?
I might just go. Yeah.
I might do that, too. But I'll just bring the snowboard just in case.
Here it is, the spreadsheet. This is so exciting for people.
Did they add to it at all? I know, exactly.
Car 3 is Ian. Do we know that? Is that our Ian?
Let's see who got invited. I would guess no, but...
Nope, it is not.
Yeah, so I don't know any of those cars.
Is Brian in the car? And Ryan?
Well, there's Randy and G. I know that. We know them.
Yeah. I guess I could text G.
I guess.
I don't know.
I guess we'll first see what Brian's doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we'll figure that out.
Food still says, okay.
Yeah. So it's I need to figure that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll probably take Friday off.
Sweet. I'll probably do the same then.
Yeah.
Depending on when we need to leave.
Because what do they say? They say 6 p.m. is when that first car is going.
Yeah.
Because we still... I don't know if it says the address on here or whatever.
Oh, there's an Airbnb link. But then, like, I know some more people are going... then have said yes.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody on this Facebook's everyone.
So,
yeah, we'll figure
that's
that
out. That's what we're going to do this anyways. Weekend. So, it might be interesting podcast.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, we got to figure that out, too.
Yeah.
Because if I take off Friday, we might want to record on Friday.
Yeah, like Friday morning or something.
Yeah, if that works out.
Yeah.
We'll try to figure it out, but...
Is it Friday? Are we coming back Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday, I think. I think they're staying Friday night and Saturday night.
Okay. So it's $100 for two nights, or is it $200 per person?
I hope it's $100 for two nights. That's how I read it. I'm hoping it's not.
$200.
Well, it depends how many. They said if that's 15.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say 15 right now.
It says 12.
What does it say? Estimate for $100 each if we get 15 people to go.
Which I think we did. Based on like other people going.
Yeah, why would they say $100 if it's for each night? I don't think
that's crazy.
Could be, but I don't think so. Anyway. Moving on.
Super riveting.
Indeed.
But yeah. I don't know. That's school and that.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked to only have to drive last semester I drove 300 miles a week just for school. This semester, it is only 180.
Almost half.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So I'm pretty... Well, no, I drove more than that. I drove 320 miles, I think, because I didn't include Irvine campus last semester. So, like, around 320.
Yeah.
So this semester, it's, like, a lot less.
Yeah.
Which I'm stoked about. Good.
You'll probably feel it, like, too, because you're so used to doing it.
And like, I might have something lined up to do on Tuesdays, so I'm stoked on that. Nice. So, everything's looking up. Great. For Drew.
Perfect.
And I'm just hoping I find, like, I know there's a comic book store near there, so I could kill 3 hours at the comic book store.
You're like, you're here a lot. It's like, I got time.
Yeah. The only thing that sucks is comics come out on Wednesday. Nah. Maybe I'll help the guy. Maybe I can be like, hey, can I just help you? Like, I just need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put out comics for Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because I like that comic shop because they barcode every comic book. Mm-hmm. Like, they pre-bag and board it, and then they put a barcode. So, like, their inventory is, like, super organized. Ah. Which, like...
That's convenient.
My normal comic book shop does not do that.
Yeah.
Or I could just take my 3DS and play Majora's Mask or Zelda.
Got options. That's
There's a lot of options. Cool, or I can just eat food.
You could do a combination of all three.
Really. 3 hours is quite a long
time. An hour of each of those things.
So, yeah. That's all I have this week.
Yeah, that's it.
UFC 196 is February 6th, I want to say... So think about that if you're into watching Verdum versus Velasquez 2. Mm. So it might not be a bad fight, but there's no women in the main event. So yeah. I like to not usually see fights. I like to see women fight for some reason.
Yeah. Cause that's why, like, I like how the UFC does it, because they do both and they like it's so much different watching a fight like that and then watching like the two heavyweights fight and then watching like the main fight. Like, they're all so different.
Oh,
you feel like you're watching so many different things.
I was talking to my coworker about UFC again, because the one he used to fight, he reversed his opinion on if I started training. He said, I think you could survive nice. At least a few fights.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. I was like, okay, I should probably start hitting the gym. He's like, you should probably get a jump rope. Because I was telling him how, like, to get back into cardio, I usually do stairs. And he's like, dude, just get a jump rope and jump rope for like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. He's like, you see like instant results from jump roping. That long for like 5 days a week.
That whole Rocky thing, training with jump ropes is really a
yeah. Because he says like thing. Like your whole stance and everything, like you'll be lighter on your feet from jump rope.
Makes sense.
And he's like, and it's not bad to do in front of the TV. Like,
it's just like simple, easiest thing.
Yeah, he's like, just make sure, and you won't like injure. Like, it's harder to injure yourself doing jump ropes compared to like running.
Yeah.
So I was like, interesting, and I can just do it at my house, watch TV for 30 minutes. Get in fighting shape, and die in the ring.
Be like, oh.
Oh, and then I brought up the whole blood thing. And he's like, he's like, I pass out if I see blood. And someone has bled on him in a fight.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you're so amped that you just ignore it.
Oh, damn. So, like, even though in a normal situation you pass out, you're just like.
He's like, everything's going so fast.
Yeah.
That you don't even think about wiping your face.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I'm like, huh.
Yeah, because some guys get blood on them and they don't even care.
Like, they don't even like wipe it.
Care. Yeah, they're not even paying attention.
He's like, it's never slow enough to wipe it. That's crazy. Like, everything's just going so fast. Your brain's going 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
Huh. So I'm like, awesome.
Yeah, that's intense.
I'm like, that solves one of my problems. The next problem is cauliflower ear, my glass chin, being old, etc.
You just got to pick an easy fight.
Yeah, like Usher. When I get big and beat up Usher.
Yeah.
He's technically in a higher weight class than me, though. I'm 156 right now. I think he's I forgot how much he weighs. He weighs a lot more than I would expect.
Oh, really?
Last time I saw him, we like weighed each other.
Oh.
Like, meaning he carried me and he's like, and dropped me. No. No, we were at his house a few months ago. He had a scale and I was like, let me see how much I weigh now. So yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Come back on Monday. Have a safe weekend. If you're on the East Coast, we're thinking about you. Maybe not. I don't know what Mike's thinking, but I'm thinking about you.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the weather over there.
And I'm just like, look how good we have it out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.